Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. We talk with Nicholas Flom, Executive Director for the Northern Plains UAS Test Site. He talks about how the region is gearing up for a drone renaissance. Plus, Doug Goring talks about the Compassionate Care Act and how the state will oversee the growing of marijuana. Chris Olson, owner of Treasure Island Coins, on this week's Kids in Capitalism, and Jim Sabe talks about the Bakken Consignment Auction. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Well, I was 2 years old when John Lennon died. Well, I was 23 when George said goodbye.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. In our next segment, we talk with Nick Flom, Executive Director for the Northern Plains UAS Test Site. Just your comments on the relationships with North Dakota State Education System with the UAS.
You know, I think that a big pusher behind this is you have, the chancellor of the North Dakota University System who is recognizing the importance of UAS. And on top of that, the big data side that's going to correspond with that. And we're seeing especially from the test site standpoint, I get the opportunity to work with all of these different groups. And I get to, from a synergistic standpoint, I can take, the flight operations experience that has been so strong at the University of North Dakota and leverage that against, the research elements from the land-grant college with precision agriculture down at North Dakota State University. And, we're working together on this stuff. We've created this cluster to support each other instead of compete against each other. And we're moving, down the path just that much quicker in that collaborative standpoint. And that is, it's helping from, the chancellor from the top who's recognizing that this is important for all these universities to be involved with.
How about when it comes to the economic development side of things? I covered the oil industry for the last 5 years pretty extensively. I still do programs out there in the oil industry as well, write for the Bismarck Tribune, a weekly column for the Bakken Weekly. The oil industry has quite a bit of economic development. I mean, from every rig, you have probably 1,000 jobs that are created off of that one rig. When you talk about the pipeline companies and you talk about the wrench companies and the analytics companies, the fracking sand companies, it goes on and on and on and on. What are you seeing in the UAS industry in terms of outside of precision agriculture? Because really right now, precision agriculture is really taking up most of the UAS market share. But I see surveillance, I see energy integration. What other economic development areas are you seeing? Are you seeing some on the manufacturing side, the software side? Just talk to me about the economic development of this particular industry.
It's funny that it's the unmanned, aircraft system, and there's absolutely nothing unmanned about it. The number of jobs that are supported with, each element that you're talking about. From a pilot crew standpoint, there's we have service providers across the state that are creating jobs to, if you want to go buy the fly, you want to have somebody. Instead of owning your aircraft, you're going to have a service provider out there who's going to support you. The job creation with that has been, we're starting to see that grow with, small companies who are, now employing, a dozen plus operators. That's just going to continue to start to grow. Some of the other elements, like what you mentioned, you have the manufacturing side of the UAS. On top of that, the UAS is just the one element. We also have the sensor, the payloads, the cameras that are going on board the aircraft. That's a market that we have some existing companies within North Dakota that have been working on that, you know, for, you know, 5+ years. But now the fact that we have a commercial market for these UAS, we're going to start to see a lot more, I think, of those types of technology companies starting to grow. If it's a, you know, Field of View in Grand Forks that has been, you know, traditionally doing a lot of these sensor payloads, or you have a technology avionics company like Apario down in Fargo that has been involved with the aviation industry. Are those companies going to expand into the UAS market and grow their businesses that way, or are we going to start to see new businesses, you know, to support some of these technologies coming down the line? Data hubs, you know, that's a big area that, you know, the state of North Dakota is very interested in. That's going to be creating, you know, lots of new jobs just to support what we just got done talking about, the data analytics side. There's companies, you know, that are starting to set up their roots in North Dakota because they see this coming. And, you know, it might just be, you know, a dozen guys right now, but, you know, we're looking to turn those into hundreds of jobs.
All right. And final question, I guess. We'll just kind of wrap up here. Talking with Nick Flom, executive director for the – what is the name of the actual organization?
Northern Plains UAS test site.
Plains, that's what I got snagged up here. I didn't have it written down, and I was trying to go off memory quick, and I got snagged on Northern Plains. But congratulations on your new position. You're replacing Robert Beckland, who did a fantastic job there. Just kind of some comments on what you're walking into and what you see your organization now going under your direction.
Yeah, you know, I had the privilege of being Bob Beckland's first hire in the test site, going back, you know, almost 3 years ago now when we were first stood up, and you know, got to watch the direction we started, you know, really with at that time, you know, the FAA kind of scratching their heads on, you know, where is this going? We didn't even have a set of rules or even a way for any type of commercial operations for UAS. You know, since that time, we've had our little bit of a patchwork with the Section 333s that, you know, started to slowly get some commercial operations going within the state, and that is now expanded into a full-blown set of regulations for small UAS. We helped drive a lot of those initial developments with the FAA on some of, you know, our different requests that we've had from the FAA, with the data that we've been able to produce back to them. On top of that, now I think we're looking at, you know, taking that another step. You know, how are we going to get support, you know, areas like, you know, Grand Sky Business Park that, you know, is looking potentially for, you know, larger aircraft, the General Atomics or Northrop Grumman, you know, these aircraft that fly more traditionally like manned aircraft. We have a lot of big initiatives to support those type of customers and, you know, integrate them into the airspace, you know, safely and efficiently. You know, we're going to just, you know, continue to pay the path forward. You know, there's still a lot of work to be done to integrate, you know, UAS into the airspace, you know, with manned traffic. But we'll just keep pushing along, and, you know, we have great state support from that. And we have a lot of the baseline there. We have the university systems that are working, you know, these issues. And we have initiatives from the state like, you know, Grand Sky Business Park, where, you know, first of its kind area that is devoted to, you know, supporting this industry. You know, from my standpoint, it's we've got a lot of momentum moving forward. I don't look to, you know, get us off track on that, and you know, just keep building on what we have for the last, you know, really from the UAS side, you know, almost decade here in North Dakota.
To listen to the full-length interview with Nicholas Flom, Executive Director for the Northern Plains UAS Test Site, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spiesen. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids and Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo-Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com. Deadwood's newest legend.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.